This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, it's Mondo Bizarro time again on the radio. DJ V Show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are here at your service and on your side. Monday, the beginning of another week, another hour of conversation. June the 22nd is upon us, the first real full day, the longest daylight of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Think about it this way. In the Southern Hemisphere, they're beginning winter. And after this weekend, I left because it was so hot on the farm this weekend. I don't know how it was where you are, Victoria, but this weekend we had 94, 95 degrees. Everything is scorched.
Wow.
Everything is really dry. We need rain. A couple of isolated thunder showers that tore down buildings, and there wasn't anything to hit where I am. But it's great haying weather. You're trying to dry the hay, but if you're trying to grow more, not so good. Need to be more, and people with their lawns, they're getting them burned out. You all know, if you're in the Northeast, you know what I'm talking about. Other than that, it looks like some pretty interesting. The kids told me it was very nice yesterday, Jennifer, in Los Angeles.
It was a gorgeous weekend.
Yeah. Had a good weekend. So,
Just about 80 degrees. It was perfect.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, we promised to make you think in this hour, maybe bring you some amusement, maybe have some civilized discussion about the earth being flat or not, because there are still some people who think there are two things, the John Bolton book and the flat earthers, maybe in the same category. We'll see how that
is.
Is
he a flat earther?
Who knows with him? But I'll tell you something. I was so appalled that ABC gave him a full hour with that interview. I thought it was just going to be a part of a regular. I mean, it's just the stuff, it's so obvious. Whether you like Trump or you don't like him, and I'm off on a toot here for a minute. It's so obvious, so transparent, even if he brings it on himself with his actions and the way, it's just so obvious what these people are trying to do with their airtime. It is obnoxious. If I were an advertiser and I was buying what they call a run of schedule, buying advertising that would run anywhere in the networks, and they put my commercial in that show, I'd want my money back. I find myself disbelieving that there are this many shallow people when there's such an abundance of real information and real stories and real news going on that they would spend an hour on that drivel. It was, I suppose, inevitable given what he's all about and given the news cycle and given their interest, their power of trying to push him aside, but
I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I thought it was kind of interesting. Remember when we won't go on the toot, but remember when I said it surprised me that Trump brought him in because they just have really different philosophies on foreign affairs.
Yeah.
And so, forget all the stuff, the gossip, whatever. Now there's going to be a new push towards impeachment using John Bolton stuff. Okay. But I think the thing that was so telling is how angry he was.
What, they're going to start impeachment again?
Oh, that's what Adam Schiff was saying over the weekend.
Oh,
they're going to try to start using John Bolton
one.
Stuff to impeach him. But anyway.
That's so dumb.
Oh, God.
So, that being said, I mean, that's all just a dumpster fire. But the thing I thought was so telling is what made him angry is that
Trump
he was
or
in
Bolton?
The room. John Bolton, this is when he knew he had to go. What made him angry wasn't all the stuff he accused Trump of. It was when Trump said that he wanted to pull out of the Afghani war, when he was done with Afghanistan, and Bolton, I guess, went bananas about that. And he admitted to it on television. I haven't watched the whole thing all the way through, but he was very emotional about that. And so I think that really shows probably where he was coming from, that he wanted to keep that war going for whatever reason.
He didn't say a reason, because doesn't that seem kind of like psychotic?
Well, I don't know.
I know he's a war hawk.
John Bolton is like a war guy.
Yeah, I know that's his thing, but that kind of makes me think you're a little off. If that's like, right, I mean, if you're so passionate about
it, I thought it was weird. I thought it was. That's what hit me about the strangest part of it, is that that's where you could see the real emotion in him. Like, he wanted to get out of Afghanistan, and that was the moment I knew I had to go, blah, blah, blah. That's really very telling about where he's coming from right now.
Do we know anyone who wants to read this book? Because I know the three of us don't, and I don't know anyone who has any interest in reading the book.
I don't know, but I think a lot of people get there.
Doug, my circle in theory would want to read this book and get the dirt on Trump. But even my gang is like, oh, please, who cares?
I don't want to say I told you so, but actually years ago, I told you this guy is a worthless piece of you-know-what, and now we've applied the term jackass to him. He's a self-serving, and by the way, you look at him, he's self-loathing. It's too bad, actually. You know, we got a lot of crackpots around in Washington.
I just take it this way. I take two very different, two guys who are very different with very different philosophies. Got involved. They started butting heads over a course of 17 months. And he knows he's never going to work in government again. I mean, John Bolton, if Trump wins again, so for 4 more years, Bolton's not going to be used in the government. And if a Democrat wins for the next 4 years, Bolton's not going to be used in government. And then he's going to be a little too old to work in government in general. So he knows that this is his last.
How old is too old to work in government? That's an interesting question.
Well, these days you can be 112. But, I mean, you understand the point. If it's Trump or a Democrat, this guy's not getting back into government life anytime soon. So he figures, I better make my last hurrah and try to make some money off of it. And it's unfortunate. I thought he was better than that.
Nah, he's a piece of dirt. Okay, Victoria, you were about to say something.
I was just asking, and I don't know. I don't know the answer. Is the last time he had a job in government in, was it 2008 with Bush?
Yeah, but he's been lurking. He's one of those hanger-oners that goes to work.
His last government job, was UN ambassador.
And he's a think tanker, or he goes and works behind the scenes for these creepy, crawly groups that are aimed at whatever passion.
See, much more lined up. He's much more lined up with the Bushes than he would be with the Trumps on the Republican side, because the Bushes were at that time kind of being ruled by Dick Cheney, who they were all in on going to war. So he was much more aligned for that, and it's different.
Let's go to Minneapolis for the shooting. Who's got the details on that? Is the count still one person dead, 11 people injured?
Yes. 12 people shot, one fatally, so that's
and
how
this
it breaks out.
Brought about by what went on with George Floyd? Is this something separate?
Do we know yet? I don't know.
I don't even know. I think everybody's very slow to try to put this in ink, at least as to what caused it. I'm sure we could probably guess or feel if there's some emotion.
What was
there.
The circumstance around it? I read, I just look at some of this stuff.
Okay, so here we go. So no arrests. Here we go. No arrests have been made. The motive remains unclear. But witnesses said that the place where the shooting happened was also the scene of looting and destruction when the violent protests were happening in Minneapolis after the death of George Floyd. So the location is the same. Some of the businesses on the street had just finished repairing their damage from last month, and now they've got shattered windows once again from the shooting. Multiple callers to 911. The shooting continued up the block. People scattered. And two groups of people, according to witnesses, were shooting at each other. At first, they thought the gunfire was fireworks, but then it kept going, and they started hearing whizzing by their ears, some of these witnesses. I would get the heck out of there if something whizzed by my ear. And they said it was bullets coming towards us. One of the witnesses said that he was standing near two police officers on patrol who immediately drew their weapons and took up a tactical position behind a vehicle before proceeding to the location of the shooting. There was a business who was shot down. That person said that he was outside the restaurant and saw the shooting, said two groups of people were firing weapons at each other. So it's unclear whether this was like a gang thing. It's unclear whether this was two groups of various protesters. No one said that protesting was going on in the area when this broke out. It was just the same area that experienced it last month at the same time. So, I don't know. More to come on that.
All right. Bubba, what's his face in NASCAR?
Wallace.
The only black, what's his last name?
Bubba Wallace.
Wallace. Okay. So, I guess this is Black Lives Matter redux. The fact he's the only black driver in NASCAR, not in history of NASCAR, though, right? Isn't he? Or NASCAR is so identified with the white,
There have been other black drivers.
Well, he's the only one around now, and he found a noose in his locker.
He's famous, too. He's done probably the best, I think.
Yeah, he's done very well.
So the story was that at the Talladega Speedway, in Alabama on Sunday, there was a noose found in his garage stall. And that was 2 weeks after he did. I think he was the one that did the Black Lives Matter car. Didn't he do that?
He did. Yep.
I think as NASCAR was saying they were going to ban the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. And so they let NASCAR know what was going on. They found the noose in the stall. And they were pretty angry and outraged, according to NASCAR. NASCAR put out a very strong statement against it, said that they don't know where it came from. And by the way, there would be access to this because it's, you know, people can get in and out in advance of these races. Certainly could have been there by mistake, but it certainly doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Is there
I don't know how there would be a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't usually have a noose lying around.
Used for? Yeah.
Oof. What is the matter? What is it? How do people get like this? It's just, it's pretty amazing. It just is amazing. Joe Biden, we got a potpourri going on here. Let me throw this out. I've seen more than one suggestion that Hillary is on the short list for VP.
She's not.
No.
How do you know?
Because I've seen the list that's been circulated about all the people who have been vetted, and I have not seen that she's on the list.
Okay, that didn't mean anything. Neither was what's her face from Alaska on any list, and she showed up. And there's always a surprise. Does Hillary keep him from getting elected or make it a cinch?
Honestly, I don't think he can pick anybody but a black woman at this point. I think he's really stuck in that.
But he can come up with excuses as to why he can't find somebody that doesn't. I want to tell you something. If the TV networks are hiring PIs to scoop social media for racism of people that are in their television programs, and you can sure as heck bet that there are going to be PIs or whoever it is that does the vetting, and
they do a better
job of vetting than, you know, they're not going to, at this point, nobody wants to stumble, fall, fail when it comes to selecting a vice president. And is there anybody out there that doesn't have something in his or her closet, in this case in her closet? You know, we go through the list of
obvious...
Well,
if you want to talk about empty closets, Hillary Clinton does not have an empty closet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
Right.
You guys should answer that question, because you'd vote for Joe Biden. I wouldn't vote for him, you know, if it's Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton, so...
Well,
what do you think of it?
What, Hillary?
Yeah.
I think that what we
need
is...
I think it takes away from the message to even start spreading rumors like that. I really, you know, just for me as a Democrat,
what's the message other than we have to win? What do you think the Democratic National Committee is really interested in? You think they're interested in the issues or they're interested in winning?
I think they're being forced to take a hard look at the issues. I don't know anything about the management, and I think it's been a horribly mismanaged party for a long time.
Yeah,
but I think they're being forced to take a hard look at the issues and how black people in America feel right now, and bringing Hillary in like that.
Blacks don't like Hillary. They love Bill. The black community loves Bill Clinton. Loves him. So if there's
maybe back in the 90s, but I don't know.
I think there are a lot of people who did love Bill Clinton, and that didn't help Hillary the last time around.
Right.
Well, you have to generate your own energy. It's not like I'm going to vote for you because you've got a cool husband.
By not having the Electoral College and having people's vote not dismissed.
Yeah, but anyway, that's law, and so that's what's going to be used again this time. So, unfortunately...
Here's something that changed over the weekend. I changed my sheets. My brand new Giza Dream sheets. Comfortable, yes. Fabulous, yes. Did you get your MyPillow sheets, your Giza Elegant sheets for your dad for Father's Day? If you didn't, well, you can still work on that if you want. Buy a set for your dad and get a set for you free. It's the BOGO offer on the sheets. They are really comfortable, really great. It's a time when we need to comfort ourselves as much as we can. So take care of yourself and the people in your family you love. Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page, and get a couple of sets of those Giza Dream Sheets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jump in any time you'd like. I was never a Kurt Cobain fan nor a Nirvana fan, but I'm certainly aware of what it is that they're all about. Cobain's guitar from Nirvana years, the iconic MTV Unplugged performance, sold at auction Saturday for $6 million.
Wow.
Good God. The previous
I would
record
rather
was,
have a nice house somewhere. I'm sorry, Kurt.
Yeah, me too.
Can you imagine? Previous, that's a really nice mansion somewhere.
Yep. The let's see. There was a black Stratocaster owned by Dave Gilmour of Pink Floyd, sold for $3.95. Pre-auction bids
that was
on this
the record
19.
Before. That's
yeah,
why the
right.
$6 million is like insane. It's crazy.
I'd give up too much money. Anyway, but, you know, it's worth it to somebody, so whatever price. That's what I've learned about auctions. That's how you learn the value of an item, whatever somebody will pay for it. That's its value. Pre-auction bids on this 59 Martin D18E purchased by Cobain at Voltage Guitars in L.A., modified because he was left-handed, reached $1 million when bidding officially opened on Saturday. The guitar received 7 bids, including the winning bid of $10,000. The guitar also came with its original hard shell case that Cobain had adorned with a flyer for the band Poison Idea's 1990 album Feel the Darkness. Inside, this guy was really dark, and that's probably why it didn't appeal to me. But
my cousin used to be obsessed with Kurt Cobain. She's younger than I am. She was a pretty small kid, like 12, and was goth and was just... I mean, she mourned him when he died. She was really into
that's
it.
An interesting term, isn't it?
Anytime I hear Kurt Cobain, I just think Stephanie.
Yeah.
And my family used to, like... Oh, gosh. We used to just always go, what is she doing?
I was a casual fan of them. I did like the Unplugged performance, and that is, I think that's the best thing they did, but then I wasn't really that into it, yeah.
Yeah, no, you like this one of your favorites. So, the buyer is Peter Friedman of Rode Microphones. That's okay. So, here's a guy that's got, he probably got a big house as well. Oh, I didn't know there was that kind of money in microphones. Yeah. All right, let's see here. I don't know what else. Oh, wait a minute. Back in 2019, last fall, Cobain's green cardigan from the Unplugged performance sold for $334,000. Most expensive sweater ever purchased.
Had cigarette burns in it. It's probably unwashed. Sounds charming.
And he was dirty. You know, you look at his wife and what, just dirty. All right, next up, 26 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program. Aretha, Never Gonna Break My Faith, dropped as a solo version with RCA doing, it's the RCA Inspiration Legacy Recordings Division that has released this. This was the Boys Choir of Harlem in this track with her. It was unreleased, originally released as a duet between Franklin and Mary J. Blige for the movie Bobby. The Grammy Award-winning song was co-written by Brian Adams. When I wrote this song, I was channeling Aretha, never thinking that she'd actually ever sing the song, Adams said. The thought was to write a hymn, something that would try and articulate the feeling of faith, and that even though you might have lost something, it would always be an inner light to guide you. So, Never Gonna Break My Faith. I'll tell you something that was really inspiring. Last night on CBS, the Harry Connick road trip was on the air.
I missed that. Was it good?
And in the middle of was it Detroit? He put up, there was a piano, and he sang with the Marsalis brothers. Just a fabulous, fabulous hymn. How Great Thou Art. It was, if you find it, watch it. It's great stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people were fatally shot and seven other people were wounded in a shooting at a Charlotte Juneteenth celebration, according to police in that North Carolina city, who say five other people were struck by vehicles after the overnight shootings. Police say they responded to a call of a pedestrian being struck by a vehicle when they found hundreds of people in the streets nearby. The chief says there was evidence of multiple shooters. No arrests have been made. NASCAR is investigating a noose found in the garage of Bubba Wallace yesterday at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace is the only full-time black top-level NASCAR driver. He says he's increasingly saddened, and it serves as a reminder of how much further the nation has to go. NASCAR says in a release it is angry and outraged. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A federal judge has dealt another legal loss for the Trump administration. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book, which is due for release this week, that according to a ruling from a federal judge on Saturday, despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release out of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth, a victory for Bolton in a court case that involved core First Amendment and national security issues. The White House is signaling the legal fight is not over, saying it will still try to prevent Bolton from profiting off the book.
Apple is closing back down 11 stores in Arizona, Florida, and North and South Carolina after a surge of coronavirus cases. USA's John Hunt reports.
Apple said they will take the step with an abundance of caution as they closely monitor the situation and look forward to having our teams and customers back as soon as possible. The closures come as the virus continues to spread in numerous parts of the U.S., particularly states that begin loosening restrictions on movement and requirements for stores to stay closed. Arizona and Florida have both experienced rising incidence of new cases and rates of those testing positive for COVID-19. There were 268.7 new cases per 1,000 people in Arizona over the past 2 weeks, which ranks first in the country for new cases per capita.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Cycles, we're into cycles. I don't mean those kind of cycles, although a friend of mine is just a guy I know who's a fabulous physical therapist. He and his wife, she's a massage therapist, and I get treatment from them. They are both, I was surprised to hear stories about them being on motorcycles. They apparently, this is a guy, we're in an area that's 20, 30 miles west of Boston. He gets on his cycle early Sunday morning, and he drives up to Brattleboro, Vermont, to pick up a special kind of beer that he found there. He fills up his saddlebags.
That's dedication,
Wow.
That's dedication.
Yes, that's what he did with his Father's Day. At any rate, what did all of you do with your Father's Day opportunities? Let's talk about that a little bit after we find out what's going on in New York, or is it New York? Well, it is this guy who was the, I was trying to figure his name, Berman, right? Who
yes.
is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Reminds me of Billions.
This is a page right out of Billions.
Yeah.
So what happened was there has been sort of a standoff between the U.S. Attorney who is from the Southern District of New York, which is exactly where the Chuck Rhodes character in Billions, Paul Giamatti's character, that's his position on the show, just to kind of give you a frame of reference. His name's Jeffrey Berman. He was fired over the weekend. William Barr, the Attorney General, is, I guess, resigned him for him. And then he said, well, I didn't know about that, and I'm not resigning. And then they got into a standoff over the weekend, and he is now gone. And the deputy attorney general in the Southern District is now going to take over temporarily. It is rumored that William Barr plans to nominate Jay Clayton, who is the chairman of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. So that's apparently the new pick to be the next attorney general for the Southern District. Where this gets very odd and murky is the Southern District of New York, the main focus of that is Wall Street and white-collar crimes. So how you have the SEC chairman in charge of that, it seems like a pretty big conflict of interest. It would literally be like putting Spiros, that character, as the Chuck Rhodes in Chuck Rhodes' position. So this is right out of Billions. It's very weird, and everyone's kind of waiting to see what will happen. One extra little weird twist to this as well is that Jeffrey Berman is, while he was still in his position as AG, he's the one who prosecuted Michael Cohen. And then he recently opened investigations into Rudy Giuliani. So I don't know if Michael Cohen is going to appeal the rest of his house arrest because now the prosecutor has been fired. I don't know the grounds as to why he was fired, other than it looks like he was looking into Rudy Giuliani, and that's Trump's buddy, and so William Barr stepped in, and I don't know. Another weird twist to this is that President Trump said he had nothing to do with Berman being fired. He didn't know about it, but Attorney General Barr actually issued a statement saying that Trump approved it and that he did know that he was fired. So mixed messaging there. I'm not really sure exactly what went down behind the scenes. It certainly does on the surface feel political, but I don't know if there's anything more to it. You know, I don't know. It's strange.
Strange.
At best.
Speaking of strange, Keanu Reeves is bidding out his time for charity. And this shows you what people, I don't know, the inflated, we were talking about Kurt Cobain's guitar selling for $6 million over the weekend. So is bidding on Keanu Reeves and a date with him. What's it up to now?
It started at $10,000. And okay. It is up to $75,000 now.
Whoa!
You get 15 minutes with Keanu Reeves on a Zoom call.
For 75 G's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the wrong business.
At
least you get to talk to him, though, I guess.
Yeah, you get to talk to him. You get to ask him whatever you want. All the proceeds go to Camp Rainbow Gold, and so that's a camp for kids, and that's his charity. So none of the money is actually going into his pocket. So it's a nice thing for him to do. $75,000 is a lot of money for 15 minutes, though.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him. A 15-minute Zoom call, not that big of a deal for $75,000.
Yeah.
If you'd like to apply for any of us, I think we'd all do that for $75,000, for sure.
We do it together for
$7,500. I'll give you a half hour if you want.
All right. There you go.
Isn't Jeremy Piven, didn't we talk about it last week, Piven's charging, isn't he charging like over $10,000 for 10 minutes on a Zoom call?
That's right.
A live call, too?
Yeah. Or a cameo, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we can establish celebrity in any number of ways. Jennifer certainly has made connection with lots of celebrities, therefore a celebrity herself. Certainly Victoria has, she didn't get any celebrities with me, but when she was at Sirius XM, she did a lot of celebrities. I was looking at the posting that I have.
Interviews. I did a lot of interviews.
Hey, you did a lot of celebrities. With Tony
well, I did a lot of interviews with celebrities. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But you're best friends with Tony Orlando, please.
Tony Orlando, what's
Ed
worth?
Yeah. Your longtime life partner, as your son
He's
says.
No longer. Yeah, Victoria, did you see this, Jennifer? Brendan posted yesterday for Father's Day a picture of me and Ed McMahon, and the caption, which is Victoria, and Brendan didn't, when he called me, he actually called a couple of times yesterday to give me a little of sass, because that's his specialty. The comment was about being McMahon's life partner or something that was just plain silly. It was kind of cute.
And it was a cute picture.
Yeah, it was
and
good
then he
picture.
Posted one of you with the kids, very young, and you had very dark hair in that picture.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I had, until we got into the Meredith era, I had very dark hair, and then it became suddenly gray And then it suddenly... It wasn't
a sign?
Well, no, it was me washing the stuff out of my hair. And then the... It went from gray to white. I guess that's the progression. There's another picture that I posted at facebook.com/DougStephan, a picture that Megan sent me for Father's Day of me and Miles, and her caption is, two of my
that's
favorite
cute.
Big talkers. Miles has just become a chatterbox. Gramps! He got yesterday, he put together a space jigsaw puzzle. And it was because he loves the space stuff. I started getting him that, two or three years ago, things that were from space. But those are the moments that you want to capture. And I'm sure that you ladies, both of you, Jennifer, you were with Meg. I sent a lot of people sent me that I would not have expected Happy Father's Day greetings from people I do business with, just people I haven't heard from in that way before. It was kind of nice to get those greetings. And then I sent some out. The one person that I should have sent one to that I didn't was your father, of all people.
I know. Come on,
that's the big idea. So
that's
what did you do?
Idea.
It was a pretty subtle Father's Day, wasn't it, all the way around? Was there anything?
Well, we just hung out together. We really hung out this weekend. I mean, Jeff's dad and my dad and Jeff, me, my mom stopped by. I made dumplings and stroganoff on Saturday. Then on Sunday, I just made some scrambled eggs and veggies for my dad, and then we just hung in the pool. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. Jeff went home to be with his kids. His kids were sick, so our plans kind of got ruined. Otherwise, they would have been with him on Saturday.
You know, I was intending to make beef stroganoff myself yesterday, but I didn't have time. I ran out of time.
You don't like beef.
I know. I'm being facetious. By the way,
it's the dumplings that they're after, because you know how long I actually used yeast this weekend, guys. I mean, that scares the bejesus out of me. It takes 2 hours and a half. Well, 2 hours and 40 minutes to make dumplings.
Are those dumplings similar to... I'm trying to think what that would be.
They're
like
Czech dumplings. So what you do is you take flour and a little bit of sugar, milk, and literally a teaspoon just to activate the yeast, and yeast and milk and eggs, and you mix it all together. And then you put them into, I did two batches, so then you put them into two bowls and you keep them in a warm place and you let it rise for 2 hours. Then you take it out and you cut it into three loaves and you put it into a big pot of boiling water. And you boil it, and then you can cut it with a string, although I cheated and cut it with a knife. And, that's how you make Czech dumplings. Hmm. I can show you a picture.
You didn't do any cooking, right? You went to some restaurant, didn't you, Victoria, for the first time?
For the first time in 3.5 months. We had we did an afternoon cocktails at my brother's house in the backyard with my mom and dad, and then we didn't do any food there, though. And so then we had an early dinner at our little local Italian place. They have a parking lot that has about 15 cars normally. They tented it. They made it so pretty. They strung lights and plants everywhere. It was gorgeous. And they had all the tables distanced. And it was the first time that we had been in a restaurant since this all started. And New Jersey, New York got hit really hard. So since March 12th or something, we've been on lockdown. So I thought it was going to be weird. But it really wasn't. Even though the servers were wearing masks, it didn't feel as weird as I thought it was going to. So it was nice. We had a really nice time.
Did they use disposable plates, or was it just regular?
No, regular plates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is. I posted something that I just saw that I... excuse me. It wasn't intentional for Father's Day, but I saw this. This deserves to be reposted. It reads, the caption reads, "Sometimes I open my mouth and my father comes out." And you'd be amazed at the comments that came from people. I acknowledged my father yesterday. He did the best that he could under the circumstances, and I thought that needed to be acknowledged. Also, I have posted, there are a number of things. One thing I posted that... You don't have to comment on this one way or the other. I posted the following. Kentucky pregnancy rates hit all-time low as COVID puts a stop on family reunions. And some people took some shots at me, and I posted, come on, it's funny. So anyway, if you haven't seen the picture of me with my friend the pig, You can check that out. Lots of pictures of the farm and the animals and that sort of thing. And then there is something that has raised a lot of interest, very interestingly enough. I posted something about horse poop. There is a theory, however...
Kentucky jokes, a little bit of horse poop, all right.
Right, yeah. So, well, I think this has some value because apparently if there's enough horse poop, and if you pick up horse poop and it gets into your system, into your immune function, it helps you to keep from getting the COVID. So anybody who wants to be exposed to it.
How did someone discover that?
I haven't the slightest idea. Not the slightest.
Are you making that up?
No. No, I'm not making it up.
He's like, but
how does it, quote-unquote, get into your system? Because I've mucked a lot of stalls in my life, and it's never gotten into my system.
That you know of. Maybe that's why you haven't gotten COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Is it just breathing in the fumes of it?
It could be, yeah. Today is...
Different from cow poop?
Oh, yeah, much. Yeah, horse manure is much different. Cow poop has much more... commercial nitric, it has lots of nitrogen in it, great for the soil, it greens it up. Horse poop basically has no value at all. It's a filler. It's good for, if you're trying to build a compost pile, it's good for that, but it doesn't really have the same kind of nutritional value for the soil that cow poop and chicken poop and pig poop have. Here we are, it's poop time! On the DJV program. Today is National Take Your Cat to Work Day. For all you cat lovers out there, it's time to celebrate your feline friends. National Take Your Cat to Work Day, celebrated every June 22nd. Cats been domesticated since way before, 10,000 BC. Cats were used as vermin control during the rise of agriculture. 3,500 BC in Egypt, the Egyptians were keen on cats. Remember the story of Cleopatra and how many cats she had? Wasn't she buried with her cat? It was mummified?
She's so lucky.
No, really.
She's the original cat lady is what you're saying?
Yeah. And Jennifer is the modern-day version of it. Yeah, the crazy cat lady. In the 2000, cats rule in 34% of U.S. homes, 90 million domesticated cats around the country, including Jennifer's. So there you have that. Let's get a little television news here. I thought it was interesting. I did make mention of this a little while ago, how the TV networks are now hiring PIs to look over social media for any stars that are connected to any kind of racism, which I thought was very interesting. Bravo fired Vanderpump Rules star Brett Capri. Is it Caprioni? I don't know this guy. And Max Boyens for offensive tweets. You go back. This is what people have been saying for years. You're never going to lose. Whatever you post, whatever you have posted, you're not going to get rid of it. Somebody's going to find it, and so you ought to be smart about what you're posting.
It's really odd, though. It's really odd. I think it's really odd how some people make it through and some people don't. Because, I just look at the example of the governor of Virginia not knowing whether he was in blackface or he was dressed as a Klansman. And yet people's old tweets are being dug out and used against them. Now, I think we're consistent and we just go after everybody or we don't. It's weird to me what lasts and what doesn't.
Mm. All right, well, let's see what's on TV tonight, Jen. You got 1 second.
1 second? How about, whose line is it anyway? It starts back up for the summer on CW tonight at 8.
All right, that's the story. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Past the hour here on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is tuned up to bring us the latest from the NBA. I thought this was kind of a very intriguing, actually. I didn't quite understand why they were doing it this way. You can explain, I'm sure.
Yeah, so the NBA is moving forward with their plans to restart their season, and they will all be holed up together at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And so some of the details were laid out in an informational memo called Life Inside the Bubble. This went out to all the teams and the media and owners and players. And so they have all the, beyond all the different quarantine protocols, one of the coolest things about it that sparked the interest of the tech world is that they will have bracelets that will beep if they're within 6 feet of each other for too long. That's one kind of a tech thing they're using. But the proposed use of Aura's smart rings, this is really cool. Now, these are available to the public. They're $299. And it's a ring that's designed to stay on your finger for 24 hours a day, and it monitors all of your health vitals and syncs it up to an app. And so the players are not going to be required to wear these rings, but they will be given the rings if they want to wear them. And so it monitors your respiratory, how your respiratory system is working. It has infrared LED sensors on the inside of the ring, and it has three different body temperature sensors. And so one of the cool things about these rings, and I forget where they're made. I want to say Germany. And it's a kind of a cool invention. Prince Harry, about a year and a half ago, was spotted wearing one of these rings, and everyone thought that he and Meghan Markle had secretly gotten married already. But it turns out it was his health monitor ring that he was wearing to experiment with the company. And so for the COVID-19 symptoms, these rings can forecast and predict the onset of symptoms 3 days in advance with 90% accuracy. So this is something that is, if this works for the NBA on a large scale and the teams are really able to isolate who has the virus and get get someone into isolation within 3 days earlier than when you normally would have symptoms, then this is going to be a game changer, no pun intended, but this will really be something that will allow not only fans back in the stadiums and arenas sooner, but will keep the players safe. And I think we could start probably seeing these rings being worn in many other capacities. So this is a huge deal for the company, Aura, who makes these rings, because this is a massive endorsement from the NBA. And also, the rings look really cool. If you get a chance to look at them, they come in different metal finishes. They're waterproof. You leave them on at night, it tracks your sleep, tracks everything that you need to know about what's going on in your system, and it's very comprehensive, and it also syncs up to your iPhone, to the health data. So it'll be very cool to see at the end of this experiment with the NBA and having everyone in Orlando, it'll be interesting to see how accurate this data ends up being from the rings.
Yes, ma'am. We finally know what the new PlayStation 5 will look like, and here's the description.
The Geek Out.
Back on June 15th, T-Mobile suffered one of the more significant outages we've ever seen for a cell phone provider. For almost 12 hours, T-Mobile users experienced a widespread loss of voice and text services, and specifically caused issues for a wide range of third-party video services like Zoom, FaceTime, and Google Meet. Now, initially, social media believed the cause to be the work of bad guys, you know, an attack or hack, but next day, T-Mobile reported the issue was simply a perfect storm of system failures, followed by failures of backup systems. The FCC is investigating, and T-Mobile at this moment has yet to reveal if any refunds are coming, but if you were affected, we've put all the details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, next up here, Comcast has extended free Xfinity Wi-Fi. Woohoo!
Yep, Wi-Fi. Hey, Wi-Fi hotspots are expensive, so this is a big deal. Comcast, if you are a customer, you will continue to get free access to their 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots. Now, they've extended it through the end of 2020. This was supposed to end in June, and so June 30th was the original expiration date. But with people not having a solid plan for going back to work and being in offices yet, and in New York, New Jersey, probably California, maybe even Florida by the time the fall rolls around, office buildings are pretty much going to be empty. And so working from home and having a hotspot, which normally is very expensive, if you've ever turned it on your phone, you've probably regretted it because your bill can spike by hundreds of dollars. So it's a good thing that they are extending this at the end of the year.
All right, there it is. A word to the wise from the wise. The wise woman of the airwaves, Victoria Keelan, here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.